double-crested cormorants. Oh, the cormorant, you delightful wonder. The double-crested cormorant is a bird covered in black feathers with orange visible on their faces. If you look up in the spring and summer, you'll probably see them flying overhead or over Lake Ontario nearby. Let's learn about some of the fascinating aspects of these birds. First off, cormorants are amazing swimmers. They can dive quite deep down into the water as they seek out fish to catch. And because they don't have oil on their feathers like many ducks do, the water doesn't beat off. So you may see cormorants standing on a tree branch, for instance, wings outstretched, drying their soaking wet feathers. If you're lucky enough to see them during their mating season, when they're trying to find each other, you might see them with their mouths wide open. The inside of their mouth is actually a beautiful, vibrant blue, and they like to show it off to each other. Now, did you know that double-crested cormorants are a species indigenous to the region? But between the 1950s and 1970s, their populations declined due to human use of contaminants like DDT. Thankfully, their populations are healthy again, and at Tommy Thompson Park, we have a wonderfully robust population of cormorants. And the cormorants tend to hang out together. Rather than having one nest in one spot, one in another spot, they actually like to nest all together in large groups, also known as colonies. This method of nesting does tend to cause shifts in habitat. It's nothing compared to the shifts in habitat that humans cause, but a shift nonetheless. Since cormorants live in large groups, the impact of their guano, or poop, alters their living space. Their guano is acidic, and with so much in one area, it changes the soil conditions and gets on tree leaves, causing trees to die. Fortunately, while cormorants enjoy nesting in trees, they also nest happily on the ground, even with no trees around anymore. This is good news, because while we love the cormorants at TTP, we also want there to be forest habitat available for other TTP wildlife. We have significant and effective management strategies to keep cormorants in their zones at TTP, even once the trees are gone from those areas. The cormorant management strategy details and outcomes can be found on the Tommy Thompson Park website, but one highlight of the strategy is deterring nest building outside of their cormorant zones. Every spring, during nesting season, at dusk and dawn, when they're generally most actively building their nests, TRCA's cormorant crew staff are at work. If they see a cormorant who's trying to build a nest in a tree, in a healthy tree, they will actually poke the nest out if it's not been completed yet. This deters the cormorant from nesting outside the cormorant zones and encourages them to continue nesting in the large nesting spaces available to them without anybody poking at their nests there. This strategy has been working quite well to ensure that the cormorants have their space and other birds have their needs met as well. Phew, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to cormorants. There's so much more to the story. But for now, keep your eyes open for these blackbirds as they fly over the lake in their long lines and know that you are seeing a fascinating creature.